Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm feeling like this might be my time to shine.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the second hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn on this cool October 5th. Perfect weather out there for a little coat.
Ooh. Yeah.
A layer or two. So sit back, relax.
Sweater weather. Sweater
grab weather. A little cup of Hills Brothers and hang with us for a little bit. What's going on with Constance Wu, Lex?
Wow. Okay. So she has a book out of essays called Making a Scene. And of course, we know her most from Fresh Off the Boat. And also the tweet, the infamous tweet back in 2019 when she went on Twitter basically after the show was picked up again and she wasn't very happy about it. At the time, she said it was because she was really excited for her next project, but she's revealing the real reason why, and it was sexual harassment by a senior producer on Fresh Off the Boat.
Whoa.
Yes, and she goes into detail in this essay. She said it was the last one that she wrote. It was very hard, but her editor said, this will help you heal and people need to know about this. So this abusive producer in the essay, she referred to him as M, that he was a controlling man, that he made her fire her agent in favor of one that he preferred. He told her to wear shorter skirts. Mm. He repeatedly told her, you do what I say. And that there was also a story in there where he convinced her to go to a Lakers game with him. And he started touching her against her will. So he first put his hand on her thigh and he'd say stuff like, your skin is so smooth. And then she'd swat his hand away in a non-threatening kind of playful way, like, stop.
Yeah.
And then he would grin. He'd tighten his grip, move his hand further up her inner thigh. And she'd try to push his hand away again, but he kept grazing her thigh. And when she forcefully told him to stop, he told her that she had big arms. And then also mistreated her on set after that. There was retribution for it.
Wow.
So that she talks about all of that. And it absolutely makes more sense why she wouldn't be excited to go back for another season.
I know. This makes sense now because she got in so much trouble on social media for saying, you know, like, basically it was renewed and she wasn't happy about it. On Twitter, she said something and people really condemned her for it.
Oh, yeah.
Because at the time they didn't know and they thought, no. Well, God, that's really crappy for, you know.
Yeah.
For, the yeah.
Everyone on the team. And she also said that the reason why she didn't say anything at the time is because, remember, Fresh Off the Boat was such an amazing turn, just like Crazy Rich Asians for Asian stereotypes that kind of existed before. It was about a family and it was just a great like story and show about just a regular family. It wasn't just steeped in stereotypes.
Right.
And so she thought, oh, I have the weight of that. You know, I'm the lead on this show. Also, M is Asian American as well. So she also thought, well, I also don't want to be bringing this up to further maybe any or create different perceptions of what's going on or within the culture. So she kind of mentioned those things as well. This is why she's coming out with it now, where she kind of feels like, I need to heal from this. This abuse doesn't go away the way that I felt, but it's part of her process, and maybe it will help some other people too. Yeah. Ugh.
Is ABC saying anything, Lex?
I'm not sure. Okay. Let me see.
Sorry, don't mean to put you
on
the spot.
Oh, no, I'm trying to figure out who M is. I'm looking through there. She said a producer?
Yes, a senior producer.
Senior producer, okay.
Let me see. Constance Wu. Yeah, I'm not sure if they've even said anything yet.
Yeah, I'm sure the lawyers are like, let's wait and craft a finely worded PR statement.
Right. That's probably what's going on. You know, she's also hitting late night, too. She was just on with Seth Meyers talking about it, and she got very emotional.
She talked about it with Seth Meyers?
Oh, yeah. Why she's talking about it now, and so it's out there.
Oh. And this is, how long ago was this?
Well, 2019, let me see here. Well, this was right when the sixth season was renewed. Remember, it was unexpected, too. But she said that the abuse happened in season one and two.
Okay. Here's a little bit of that interview. I pulled it up with Seth.
So in this book, you shared what happened, which is you're being, you know, sexually harassed by a senior producer. Was it important for you to give that context as to what you were feeling when you went through that other public moment? And how's the response been for you?
Well, to be honest, I didn't want to write about that. That was the last essay I wrote for the book. And only after being, like, pushed by my editor, like, you should write about this. This is what people want to hear. And I was like, I'm done with that chapter in my life. Because all of the sexual harassment, the inappropriate touching, the, like, telling me to wear short skirts and, like, intimidation, that all only happened in the first 2 years of the show when I was still very scared that I... You know, I had never done anything big before. I had just graduated from being a waitress, and I was scared of being fired. Once I sort of felt a little bit of job security, then I started saying no to this producer, which infuriated him, but it was okay. So I thought, you know what? I handled it. I don't need to stain the reputation of this show or of this producer. I could just keep it inside. And as a result, I feel like I was never able to really be myself on set because I'd see my abuser being buddy-buddy with everybody else, knowing what he had done to me. And, you know, the thing I learned is that bad feelings and abuse don't just go away because you will it to. It's going to come out somewhere. And so I think, I mean, people didn't understand the context of those tweets. And thank you for, like, not making fun of it because, you know, it led me to a really dark time. And so I think I decided to include it in the book because I think it's important that we engage in curiosity and empathy before we go straight to judgment.
This Constance Wu on Late Night with Seth Meyers from a couple days ago. Last night, I believe.
I wonder if it's Melvin Marr. He was an executive producer from 2015 to 2020.
She referred to the first two seasons.
Yeah, and he has two M's.
Yes, he does. And there's another M, a Matt, but
people think, you know, because, you know, you look at something like 9 to 5, which was shot and done in 1980, and Mr. Hart, and, you know, the staring down. You know, knocking over pencils so he can stare at his secretary's breasts and stuff like that. And you think, oh, that was that time. And no man would ever tell a woman to wear short skirts in 2021 or 2019 or whenever this was. And it's just like, wow, still happens. Yeah. So you can see that full clip on the Late Night with Seth Meyers YouTube channel. When we come back, is Giselle and Tom divorcing? Dawn has that story when we return.
Dawn McClain for Livia Weight Control Centers. It's so exciting for me to tell you about their new program. It's called the Flex Program, and it just got even better. More flexibility than ever with this program. And if you join right now, you're going to receive 8 weeks free when you mention me. This program goes like this. You can enjoy foods that you love that other programs say, don't even think about fruit. Don't even think about pasta or bread. Those are all included in the Flex program. And the nutritionists there, they will customize a plan for you. You can do virtual visit options. They have state-of-the-art equipment for measuring body composition. I even have a scale at home. home that connects me to the Livia Center. It's amazing. I didn't think Livia could get any better, but it just did with the new Flex program. It's new, it's flexible, and it works. I lost 29-30 pounds in my first 8 weeks, so call them today because your first 8 weeks are free. 855-GO-LIVIA or visit Livia.com.
Steve here. Hey, look at
Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything scones. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Thanks for being here. What is the whole smoke fire? We've been hearing the rumors about, and it started off on the rags, on the tabloid rags, in the tabloid rags, about Giselle and Tom Brady having trouble, and you don't really pay much attention to some of those tabloids. Especially when it comes to somebody as high profile as those two. But now things are getting serious as far as split rumors, right, Don?
Yes. Strangely enough, TMZ's report on it, you know, they're usually the first on this. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are constantly skimming, you know, the courts and talking to lawyers and who's talking to who. But they had to say that according to Page Six, divorce lawyers, they've been shopping for them. Giselle in particular and Tom Brady is also looking for them. It's been in the works for weeks. The marriage is beyond saving. And some people are saying it has to do with his unretirement, that they made a decision together for him to retire, and then it was a 40-day retirement. And she's like, wait a minute. I thought we were going to have a life now. Really? She's been absent from all the Bucks games. It looks like they're going to be filing in Florida, and they've been living in separate homes, apparently. So that's the latest coming from TMZ and Page Six. What's really going on? Who knows? I mean, this kind of stuff isn't just over one incident. You know, rarely does something like that happen when it comes to the end of a relationship, especially if you have kids. And even if you don't like Tom Brady, you know, this is sad. You know, it really is.
It absolutely is. And you think, too, she has said, you know, I put my career on hold. I've been raising our children. So when you kind of tease, I'm retiring, and you think, okay, this is it. Maybe she can get back into doing some of her things, or maybe it's just to travel together. Or, you know, how much more do you need? You're already the GOAT.
Yeah.
You know, we have so much money, we can't see straight. You know, and he also has all these other opportunities, too, with he started a production company, and I'm sure there's brand deals that he's still doing or will continue, and maybe a vodka or something like that that he'll be coming out with. So
you're so right about that, Lex. Like, she did put her career as a very, very famous model on hold. Their kids are 12 and, let's see, 9, I believe.
Nine.
Yeah. I mean, he also has another, of course, if you remember, he was with Bridget Monaghan.
Yes.
His ex is a 15-year-old. And then he, while she was pregnant, got together with Giselle.
Yeah. Giselle.
I know a girl named Janelle. Sorry, Janelle. That's some of the biggest news going on.
I think there's infidelity.
You think?
Mm-hmm. I think there was brewing unhappiness between one or both of them for maybe all the reasons you just outlined. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, absence doesn't always make the heart grow fonder. So I think maybe some resentment set in and they found some comfort and happiness. And I don't think it's anything if it happened, I don't think it's anything.
Else?
Yeah, I don't think it's, if it happened, I don't think it's anything tawdry or nasty. I think it could be a combination of what your theory is and what I just said. I think that they have been apart for so long that maybe she was feeling like she wasn't getting what she needed.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
And I wouldn't rule out that maybe she met somebody else. Mm. And not so much an affair.
Well, his other relationship is with football. Yeah. I'm sure that might, you know, she's taking second.
You're just waiting and waiting and waiting for somebody to end their career. And they've done all the things.
Yeah.
You know? Well, people are already trying to pair her up with Pete Davidson. So,
Lord.
He has his tattoo removed that says, "My girl is a lawyer." He got that. Lasered off. So they're like, "Hey, Giselle, there's somebody available who's very down to earth," as we heard yesterday.
Space. Yes. He has space for a new tattoo.
He does. So. He'll treat you right. He'll give you a lot of attention. Somewhere it'll go wrong, but why not have a little fun, you know? He's the rebound guy.
Girl is Giselle. That could fit in that space. My girl is not a lawyer, but my girl is Giselle. It's about the same amount of letters.
Yeah.
I'm sure your daughter could do it, Dawn. We could
absolutely. You know, he should just leave "my girl is" open and then just
like blank. A line.
Yeah.
And fill it in with marker.
Sharpie. Yeah.
Yeah. Fill it in with semi-permanent marker.
Supermodel.
I actually think that would be very funny. Just put a line. "My girl is," and then just a line. And then you fill it in as you date people. Yes. That's, you know, that's fantastic.
Yes, yes. Oh, boy.
That's sad. Yeah.
Yeah. As one of you said, especially when kids are involved, it's like, oh, that's unfortunate.
Yes. I mean,
especially
already,
when they're younger.
Already being in this, having parents that are in the spotlight, we all think, oh my God, what a dream, what a life. But no, I don't think so. I think maybe just the promise that you wouldn't ever have to work is kind of fun. But to a little kid that has dreams and hopes of becoming a veterinarian or whatever, they don't care about that. They care that maybe they're being bullied at school, or, you know, they don't fit in, they feel disconnected. Even to their parents, who's, you know, he's gone all the time. And it's a big deal for a woman to put her career on hold, especially someone as successful as is. You know, you give up your body to have children, and it's like, can you ever be a model again? I mean, obviously she's super fit, but, you know, your waist, all those years are gone.
Yeah.
I'm sure she doesn't regret it, but.
No. But it's still a sacrifice.
Big time.
And if he isn't honoring that sacrifice, or maybe he's not acknowledging it, you know, again, that's why I said the word resentment. Maybe she's just kind of feeling like, no, wait a minute.
You said you're going to retire.
Yeah. Yes. Or where's the compromise here? I mean, I gave you seasons 1 through 7, and now here we are. When is it going to be my season? And maybe that's... You can't blame either party, really, you know, and not that there's blame to be, but it could be not that that's simple either, but that truly is what it could be. A little bit later, we're going to do Am I the Asshat? And then in the next hour, I watched more Dahmer. I watched that heartbreaking episode that my executive producer, Jeff, warned me about. And I'll tell you about that. That's episode 6. Plus, Lex has a dish on a new book deal for Al Pacino. But next, a little game. Stay with us.
And now, a hilarious Halloween dad joke by Alexis.
What does a vampire never order at a restaurant? A steak sandwich.
This has been a hilarious Halloween dad joke by Alexis.
Welcome back. 'Tis the season. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming worldwide on our My Talk app. So go download that if you have not done so already. And while you're there, you can actually win prizes for listening to radio.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
What can we win, Jace?
You can win ashtrays and walking canes. Crab bibs.
Yeah.
Crab crackers. Used scooters from Disney World. Fantastic. and Vegas. It's great. We're going to play an oldie, but a goodie, just to get a smile on everyone's face this morning. We're going to play a little Would You Rather.
It's time to make a choice.
Would you rather?
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather.
Please enjoy this lovely Kenny-inspired elevator music while I pull up my refreshed $4. Now it's $5.
Oh, no.
Inflation. Yeah, thanks, Joe Biden. $5 Would You Rather app. That was a little joke. Yes, I'm blaming the president for my Would You Rather app going up in price.
Maybe you should blame Obama.
That's right. I forgot about that, Don.
Remember?
Damn you. That's right. Yeah. Damn you, Obama.
Yeah.
Damn you, Bush won. Okay, here we go. Let's just start with it. This is an easy one. Would you rather have pancakes every day for breakfast or have pizza every night for dinner?
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Pancakes for breakfast for me.
Yeah, I think so. Dinner's a more important meal to focus, you know, your talents on, if you're a cook or if you right. go out to dinner. That's the more important meal to
yeah.
me.
Yeah, it's more sociable.
Yeah.
And by the time you're eating all that bread and stuff, you know, sometimes you can't do that every night.
And then you're going to bed. Yeah.
But pancakes expand in your belly.
That's true, but at least it's in the morning. They do.
It's horrible. And it literally is like just you've eaten a sponge. Yeah, right. A giant syrup-soaked sponge. I know, they're delicious, Lex.
Syrup vehicle.
You know the answer, though, is silver dollar pancakes.
Yeah.
I love silver dollar pancakes.
They're just smaller, anyway, right?
Yeah. They're a little smaller. They have crispy, my grandma used to make with little crispy sides. Little in her really nasty, but fantastic seasoned frying pan. Okay, here we go. Would you rather live in a utopia as a normal person or live in a dystopia, but you are the supreme ruler?
Oh, today I'm feeling dystopian.
Are you?
as a ruler, I would probably normally pick utopia. It just feels like an easier life.
Yeah.
But today, yeah. Let's get dystopian.
She's going to make everybody
do what I say.
Traverse rivers in pumpkin boats.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's how you get to work.
Yeah.
She'll make everybody grow the pumpkins for her boats.
Yeah. Spoon out that gourd. Let's go. Spoon faster.
Yeah.
I'm going to do utopia.
I'm doing normal person. That's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's here for it.
I'm ready. Today, okay. I'm ready. Now, tomorrow, I don't know.
Go to. Would you rather soil yourself and not be able to clean yourself or change clothes for a week?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Or wear the same clothes for 3 years?
Ew.
Are they washed?
It does not say.
Okay. Probably not. I guess I'm going to soil myself for a week. I hope I have the week off.
Mm.
That bath after that is going to feel so good.
I guess I'll do soil myself.
Yeah, I'm doing the soil.
Yeah.
It'll just have to
hopefully be in some yurt up north somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm by myself, feeling all the feels. It might actually be pretty therapeutic.
No,
what if
Lex.
You were... Well, no. If you're... Combine the two. If you were the supreme ruler, it wouldn't matter. No one would tell you about yourself anyway.
Oh my,
if you're
right.
Dear leader.
Yeah.
Dear leader.
Dear leader poopy pants.
Force everybody else to be poopy pants with me.
Yeah.
We're doing it for a
and
week.
We couldn't say anything to you because you're the supreme leader. We'd get killed.
The whole time we're scooping gourds, you know?
Yeah. No doubt for the supreme leader who smells.
For our final pumpkin dunk.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Hopefully you'll follow that out of that pumpkin boat and get a wash.
Yeah. Would you rather walk around with a large hickey or walk around with sex marks on your neck?
Sex marks?
Oh, like scratches?
I think they mean like scratches. It just says sex marks.
Sex marks. Because I could just say, I was babysitting this dog and dog he attack. Wouldn't eat his kombucha. Yeah. he threw a little fit. I picked him up to give him a kiss and he scratched me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably do that too. Yeah.
I would
do a hickey life before. Ugh. Yo, you would?
I've never had a hickey, so I would do a hickey.
Oh, you haven't? Oh.
Never, no. No.
Well, you just pretend it's a curling iron burn anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
It would be hard for me to go away with that excuse, but yeah.
Yeah,
I don't have much to curl, but right. Yeah.
Your little mini straightener. Hair dryer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll just say hair dryer went awry. Would you rather? Can't do that one. Okay. Tell someone that their new baby is ugly.
Oh, no. Whatever the other one is.
Or tell someone that their brand new spouse is ugly.
I love this one.
This is fantastic.
Oh, I guess you could kind of get away maybe with the baby being ugly. No, I'm still sick. I'm going to tell you your spouse is ugly.
Spouse?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
Your spouse is ugly.
He's so ugly, he's cute.
Yeah.
Again, she's the supreme ruler, so you can't really say anything to her.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Good point. I can tell everyone they're ugly.
Uh-huh.
I think that you could spin the baby one better. You could say, ooh, he looks like he's a little squish still from the womb, but he'll grow out of it. I was real ugly as a kid, too, and that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Or then you'd focus on a quick compliment, like the baby has really nice eyebrows, or you focus on a very generic compliment. Yeah.
I guess the man or the spouse wouldn't know and remember.
No, I'm doing the baby. I'm doing. Yeah, your baby's real ugly.
I hope you're happy with your choice.
Would you rather?
This has been Would You Rather.
When we come back, a little Am I the Asshat Part 1. Stay with us. Back after this.
Guess I'm just broken and broke.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
Clean. I mean really clean. And it holds any set I want.
New beer-enriched shampoo, Body on Tap, gives your hair super body, super hold.
Brewed with 1/3 real beer.
Wow.
But don't drink it. Just shampoo. Whether I roll it, pin it, curl it, or blow it dry, it gives my hair super body, super hold.
And the shine of your life. It's the beer shampoo that does it in 3 bodybuilding formulas.
That's body.
On tap.
Da, da, da.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial.
Da, da, da.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
Part 1. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Right here on My Talk and streaming right now all over the galaxy at mytalk1071.com and on your favorite home device that I won't say or I'll activate it. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn, and it's time for part one of Am I the Asshat, right, Lex?
Right. Oh, man. Okay. A husband father writes and says, am I the asshat for saying no to my wife dictating what I wear on our family's Disney trip?
Oh, I think I have an idea of what's going on here, and I think Jason does too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys have been to Disney much more frequently and more regular than me, so I'm wondering if you guys see a lot of this.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. Is it, we're done, Dawn? We can just wrap that. We can close this up.
We know
what
this is. Go on.
We know
what
this is. We know
her. And what your impressions are of that.
We know her.
Okay, well, he writes, my wife and 2 sons, who are 3 and 7, are going to Disneyland for a week. They have some Halloween thing going on there where we're all dressing up for, no problem. But then my wife starts getting Disney shirts in the mail for me and her and the kids. And I ask, wait, are we all dressing the same every day that we're there? And his wife says, yes, we're supporting Disney. I told her that I wouldn't do that. There's just something ridiculous to me about a family dressing up alike
all the dang time. It's like, have some autonomy and individuality, for goodness sake.
Oh. Mm.
I notice it when she dresses our kids alike. I know some people are like, oh, so cute. Look at them dressed alike. But to me, it screams some kind of sad signaling that, yes, we're a happy family that enjoys dressing alike. I'll do it for the Halloween event, but not the rest of the time. I don't know. Am I the asshat? Yes. 651-641-1071.
Jason, don't you just want to say, dude, go and wear the outfits because every other dude's wearing them,
thank
too.
Thank you.
It's going to say Papa on the back, and hers is going to say Mama Bear.
No, Dawn, it's going to say World's Most Expensive Day. Remember those?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, there's shirts that say World's Most Expensive Day. Mom, Dad, Sister, Grandpa.
Instead of most magical day on earth, most expensive day on earth, or
I've seen them on Pinterest and Etsy too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Well,
this is a light, fun one. I thought it'd be fun to talk about, especially since your trips.
What's funny is, and we're approaching the 1 year anniversary of the big trip that we did last year, but. What's funny was we were going to do matching shirts for that trip, and we just couldn't get it done in time. But to make fun of the fact that this is everywhere, like it really is. It's and I look, if I'm her, do it for a day. I mean, don't do it every day. I get that. That would drive me nuts. But is it the worst thing ever? No. I don't know what you feel, Dawn.
Okay, so I agree. Halloween, like, dresses the Incredibles family, you know? I mean, that stuff, because most of the time I've been there around Halloween time. The times I've been with Children's Miracle Network in the past has been October, and then with Jason as well. Except for one time we went on Christmas.
He went on Christmas, and that was,
It's like... That's so cool to see families dressed as a family costume. Like, it's delightful. But I do get his point of view. He just doesn't know he's going to be one of many men who don't want to wear that shirt. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. It's okay. You will have solidarity. And then you'll walk around and go, yeah. Or maybe get one that says, I was made to wear this shirt.
Yes. Because if there are, Dawn's absolutely right. If there are any dudes out there, it is. One of the few places on earth where if you think you look ridiculous, you are going to come across two dozen people who in your mind look even more ridiculous. There is no judgment there. I've seen grown men, I mean, not stereotyping, but I have seen, and I'm sure Dawn would back me up on this, I have seen grown men that look like linebackers that are the most masculine men you could ever imagine or draw on a piece of paper. And I have seen them dress up like Winifred from Hocus Pocus.
It's so true.
Yeah. I mean, again, stereotypical like Marlboro men with their Mickey ears and their Mickey shoes. You're not going to be judged. Believe me, no one is even going to look at you in a second glance.
It's like a uniform. It's fine.
It kind of is. Yeah. Oh, the matching shirts, though, dude, just crack me up. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Jonathan on line one. Hi, Jonathan. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Good morning. Do I have more than 30 seconds?
You do, my friend. Yes. Go ahead.
First off, I'm sorry I missed you for Project John and Dirty. Thank you for your support, Alexis. I love you.
Oh, I hope you're better.
So, first off, if you're going to Disneyland, lighten the heck up.
Yeah.
Wear the darn shirt your wife bought for you. Play along. And if you don't like it, don't go.
Yeah. Mm. Have you, Jonathan, have you ever dressed up like something like that?
Well, the only thing that I've dressed up with is with my family when we do a group photo. That's okay, but this new trend of people walking around in groups of the same outfit is very weird. I don't know what's going on in the world, but Lord help us. We all have issues, but seriously, lighten up. Go have fun at Disney World. Take your family and have a great time.
Jonathan,
that's
your
what
family
we all need right now.
Hold on, Jonathan. Let him speak.
Jonathan, your family didn't do that matching denim thing, did they? You didn't wear all matching denim.
Back in 1980, yes.
Okay. Just checking, buddy. Have a good day.
Good morning, thanks, everybody. Have
good
a great
morning.
Day. Stay kind.
Bye, buddy.
Thanks, go Jonathan. Listen.
Jonathan, go call Gail King now.
Oh, right. Because
you know he goes from us to Gail King. So,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Watch What Happens Live with Andy
yes,
Cohen. Sometimes
yeah.
he's on there.
Yeah, yep. he gets through. He has good questions.
He has a full day. He has a full day of of celebrities. Yeah, it's just, seriously, guys, never have anxiety over that. And I mean, believe me, if you can take it from a couple people, you can take it from...
Compromise. Do it half of the days. The shirts are already there. It's like a uniform. You got the shirt, just put it on, smile and have fun. You have a 3 and a 7-year-old who probably are thrilled
yeah.
to be in the same shirt as dad and mom. I mean, that would be
point.
Really fun. And yeah, just come
and
on.
And there are some really good ones. I mean,
There are ones.
There are really, and you can make your own. I mean,
yes.
you can. You can make your own at Disney.
Yes.
There's now places where you can make them. Disney got smart. They're
yes,
realizing
they
all these other companies, right, Don? All these
uh-huh.
other companies were profiting, and Disney's like, wait a minute. So there are literal machines in the parks where your family can all make matching ones, and they're cool. You can put Star Wars on there. You can put what you can make them as cool as you want them to be. So
that's right. We were trying to look for those machines, and then we were like, but we have to. Whatever.
We're so tired. We're like, forget it. We're not going to do this. Let's just go. Let's just eat everything we can in France,
yeah.
and that would be about it. Yeah.
Also, know thy wife, right? I mean,
oh, that's a good too. Yeah.
There's definitely a certain type of person, me, who's like, I want to look. I want to wear matching outfits.
Yeah, this is Angel that actually wrote this.
Yeah.
Is this, can you look at the name, Lex? Is it Toro, comma Angel that wrote this letter to Reddit?
Maybe.
Yeah. We're not done yet, friends. We have another scenario. What is it? We want you to join the conversation too. 651-641-1071. Stay right there. Go get some more Sanka, and we'll be back right after this.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed that actively warms and cools each side so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Plus, special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.